Right now, though, fair talk.
Ah, yes. The state fair opened on Friday, and I'll probably say that I was one of the first 500 people to step foot in there on Friday morning. Friday, for my kids, it was their fair day. And so, you know, they're at that age where there's really nothing cooler than the fair and the roller coasters and just the whole scene. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really understand that it's unlike Six Flags. This is the first year that they've learned this, that they've learned the value of a dollar. It's all relative, of course, but they're beginning to figure it out. And, you know, when you explain to them that, hey, at Six Flags, you get in the park and then you don't pay for any of the rides. You know, it's this all encompassing thing. And when I was a kid, you know, my parents wouldn't take me to the fair. I never went. I think I may have gone one time in my youth. And I think that was some sort of school-related thing where we took a bus over there. Yeah. But we didn't get to ride any rides. It was like more of a, you go to the livestock area and you check stuff out. So I never, up until the time that I became an adult, I'd never been on one ride at the fair.
Man, I was so beaten by the livestock area when I was a kid. I hate it.
I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Of course, I didn't have a pig.
Right.
My pig.
Did you have a pig?
I did not have a pig.
My pig found it.
Who sang that?
One pig. One pig.
But you did have a pig.
Yeah, you had a pig.
For like 3 months.
I didn't have a pig. He did not have a pig.
Do you understand, like, you're in the quarter percentile of the country that you had ownership of a pig?
Man, that's not true, especially in Texas. If you grew up in a small town and you proudly wore that blue corduroy jacket,
I know,
with the gold embroidery on it, chances are you owned something alive that wasn't a human that ended up being dead for food.
No one had a smart pig like you, though.
Stay out of this.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, that blue corduroy jacket with the gold lettering spoke loudly.
Oh, yeah.
Damn sure did. Well, you were proud to wear it.
His pig was smart, Justin, because he was in school with Danny, with the rest of the livestock.
Did you ever go to school with anybody linebacker who had the blue corduroy jacket?
Are you him?
No. I went to Lamar! In Arlington is Highland Park.
You're saying you didn't have any friends that wore those?
No, I didn't. There wasn't that thing wasn't around.
FFA is in every school.
No, it wasn't at Lamar.
You just didn't consort with the likes of those rural poor people.
They didn't exist.
Yes, they did.
It might not have been there.
Was it at your school?
Yes.
FFA?
Oh, yeah, we had FFA guys in there.
You could do a whole segment on the FFA.
All
yeah, because
right.
I was. Write that down. Let's do it sometime.
Because I had plans to be a future farmer
of America.
It was just a big J.O. session is all that was.
Anyway.
So they kind of get the gist that this is a one-shot deal, that this is a one-day deal, that they're not going to get to go back. And I may be an a-hole dad. I have no idea what other parents are like concerning this state fair. But for me, it's one time. You get one day.
It was always one and done for me, too.
Yeah. And so being their fair day, this was their day. So I went before work. And it was raining ass last Friday. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, my wife's like, you might as well just take him to a movie, like an 11 o'clock movie. I'm like, no. And in my head, I'm thinking the rain will eliminate some of the people and it'll be even less crowded on day one than it typically would be. And we'll get more done.
That work out for you?
Well, yes, it did in the end. So here's the deal that I broached for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look, you're going to get 3 hours at the fair. That's it. Which, they don't care about pigs, livestock, any of that. They don't care about cars. They don't care about people teaching you how to cook. They don't care about big techs. They don't care about the food there. They don't care about anything except riding rides and playing games, which, guess what that is? That's the stuff that costs money.
Right.
And
doesn't cost anything to look at big techs.
You can make a day out of it, and I'm sure people do this all the time by going into the quilting room or whatever and hearing how to quilt or, you know, make knickknacks and peanut butter and you know, what a Chevy Eldorado looks like. I'm sure that you could spend the day out there and not spend tons of money, and probably most people don't go out there.
I believe it was Cadillac that made the Eldorado, but continue.
Okay. I thought I said Silverado.
You said Eldorado.
Okay. Well, you could probably get, like Donovan's mom goes all the time. I'm sure she's not hitting the rides. You know, you can go out there and have a good time as an adult and not worry about the rides. But as we are walking up...
I have a friend that will go like 20 times. It's ridiculous.
And do what?
They just love the fair. It's their thing. Can't wait for it, or their opening day. We'll go the next day and the next day and just eat all the foods and play the games and blow thousands of dollars. I couldn't give a rat's ass if that thing evaporated tomorrow.
So as we're walking up, I tell my kids, well, it was not, they knew beforehand, but the deal was you got 3 hours or one of two choices, 3 hours or you look in my wallet. There is $200 in my wallet. All right. Two crisp $100 bills. And I say, because I've been with them before where we went like a Saturday for an all day sucker. And I don't even like to talk about it because of the money that I spend. I mean, like, it's embarrassing. It really was.
Was that all you could find in your car on the way?
Shut up.
$200?
Didn't he tell you to shut up earlier?
Cushions money. No, you're back on. I like you again.
I said...
Better tread lightly, though.
I said, look, you get 3 hours or you get until this is gone.
Right.
And they said, okay. And I go, look, here's the deal. This could be gone in 10 minutes.
And when that's gone, we leave.
We're out.
Or you could do nothing and just walk around for 3 hours and go home with $100.
Exactly.
That's what I would have done.
Exactly. And you know what? There's a lot of parents that I do know that my wife was telling me about that they do that. They will give their kids $100 each to just not go to the fair, and they go buy whatever they want.
Just pay them to not go to the fair. It's cheaper.
You're saving money.
You are.
You're saving
Here's
money.
$100.
Yes.
I might have done that one year.
Just go get yourself something. So we get there. All right. We get there like at about 11, because it was delayed because of the rain. And so we get there like at 11:15, 11:30. I walk up. I get $100 worth of tickets because everything is ticket related.
Right.
For those who don't know, you have to give tickets to ride the rides.
Yeah, you have to buy tickets and then give the ride operator the ticket.
Right. Or if you want to see Fat Albert eat a bucket of chicken, you got to give him like five tickets to watch to see the fattest man in the world.
If he was a cash operation, for $5, he'd stand up for you.
He'd stand up for $5.
Yeah.
Or you could do what Craig Miller and I did before the OU Texas game one year when we had like an hour to kill and we went to the fair and we went and saw a sign that said "World's Smallest Horse." He looks at me, I look at him, and I say,
"Let's do it.
Let's go look."
Midgets.
And we walk down these stairs. And there's a horse just kind of standing there. It's like a foot tall.
Was it real?
Yeah, and we're looking at it. I kind of look at him, and he's like, "You want to go back up?" I was like, "Yeah, that costs like $12 each to go
just
see.
To look at
to
it.
Look at the world's smallest horse." Yes.
Was there a guy standing there just pointing at it going, "Look at it.
Yes.
Look at it."
And it says, "Don't touch the glass" or whatever, and there's the horse. Such a ripoff. So... it's like 11:30, 11:40, and I go, "You're on the clock. Go." And as we're walking, as we get tickets, we're walking past the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them, I'm like, "Hey, man, like in 3 weeks is OU Texas," and I start telling them stories, which they've heard a million times, and this is where the Cowboys used to play. And I look at their brains as they're walking, and they're not paying one whit of attention to me.
About the history of the Cowboys,
no,
the 60s?
Nothing. And how I had a friend that used to sneak into the games and everything. And no, they didn't care because as they're walking, they can see like Ferris wheel and roller coaster. And that's what's going through their mind. Like for me, it's Wilco edibles and IPA.
Beer,
yeah. For them,
golf, tennis.
For them, it's roller coaster, basketball games, carnival. That's all that's going through their head. And I can just see it. And so we walk up there to the first ride, and it's 20 tickets or whatever it is. So it's like $10 to ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, "Okay, you want to ride this?"
One ride takes 20 tickets now?
For two kids, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 each.
All right.
Yeah.
What ride was this?
Some I don't know.
Spinning teacup.
The one with Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin. And,
oh,
you know, and
God, that's the worst.
Love Bugs?
Every dead rocker from 1937. They still got the same ones up there, you know? The Big Bopper. You got to explain who that fat ass is to the kids.
Just to 7 year olds.
Son, this is the Big Bopper.
Son, have a seat. I'm going to tell you everything I know about Richie Valens. Now you're going to want to listen.
So we ride that. And then, so this is the first year that my youngest is old enough to ride like all the rides. Mm-hmm. He's tall enough, I guess, not old enough. You have to be a certain height. And so he's 8 now and he's tall enough to ride all the rides. And so before, I would let my other kid ride and we would just sit there and watch or whatever, and or I'd go ride with him. And so now I'm riding all the rides. And there are like 4 rides that are bad ass.
Like vomit rides?
Dude. So, you know, the Six Flags rides, they're huge. They take up acres. You know, like as far as the size and scope of it all. The Texas Giant and all that stuff.
These things at the fair are designed to create the maximum amount of nausea in the least amount of seconds.
Exactly. That's exactly what they do.
Ugh.
And there are a handful of them that do that. And so they wanted to ride all of those. And there's one called the Flipper where... Dude, I was screaming like a schoolgirl for the thing to stop. Because you're sitting in like this, like a teacup-y. What? What'd I do?
That where?
Oh.
Kind of a snort where?
Where? Where you're sitting there on this flat thing,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it rotates up to where it's like perpendicular to the ground.
I went off at that point.
And it's spinning 100 miles an hour, and the thing that you're in is spinning as well, like your little teacup thing.
Yeah, it's going around, and the thing inside is doing that.
Dude.
Oh, that's that. I cannot do it, man.
And I could see the girl who was riding in the one in front of me holding on to her friend going, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah, there was one ride called the Wind... Well, the Crazy Mouse. I've talked about Crazy Mouse before. That was badass. Crazy Mouse is wicked.
Crazy Mouse.
Yeah, dude, it's
a little roller coaster?
It's not a little roller coaster. It's a crazy effing mouse. You're inside of a mouse. And the thing is about these fairs is that, like Danny said, they're not huge rides, but everything is built to put you right on the edge of death.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all built in, like, 1917, you know? And it's just, you're the roller coaster itself, like, you're going on this little track, and you're about to fall off it, you know, and it jerks you back and going around. It's a violent. It makes you want to puke.
But it's like a roller coaster, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They used to call that the Wild Mouse back in the day. I dug that one.
Yeah.
You like the Wild Mouse?
Yeah, I like the Wild Mouse.
And there was one called Windstorm. Windstorm.
Windstorm.
Yes. Where George just farts and you just go flying.
One of those big cow farts that he has.
And that was for sure the most violent ride that I've been on at the fair ever. And it compares like to the Texas Giant. Scaled down, you know, minus a million because it's just so small. But it's really hardcore violent. Well, we did like 5-6 rides in a row. Boom, 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 boom. No lines because it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turn around and look at the kids. I go, you're about out of ride tickets. And we've been here, it's like noon. We've been there like 30 minutes. And they're looking at me and I'm like, I don't know what you want to do. You got another shiny $100 here for games, or you can go buy more roller coaster tickets. And so they decided that they wanted to go play games, do the carny thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they each got $50 worth of carny games.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, before you go run to the first game, you need to walk the entire midway and figure out which you want to spend your money on and see which ones you want to play the most. And so here come these 11 and 8-year-old boys. There's no one else in there because of the rain and everything.
Right.
And I don't know if these carnies get paid by how many people actually play their games. I think they must because they are violent about trying to get you to come play their games, about trying to get you to come play the beanbag toss or the ring toss or, you know, there's like a jungle course that you got to climb.
They're barking.
loud.
Yeah.
Loud. I mean, it's pretty violent how badly they want you to come play. Well, my kids, they did the whole loop. And they look at me and they go, we want to shoot baskets.
Of course. That's all they ever want to do.
So my kids are...
They want to shoot baskets into a hole that's smaller than the ball.
It is, if you don't swish, and
perfectly.
I mean, you cannot touch the rim. Like, it barely fits through if you're holding the ball right over the rim. And it's about 14 feet high, and you're shooting from about the top of the key.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how hard they make this. And both my kids were like, basketball.
Okay.
So, I'm like, all right. So, we got their, you have to get game cards. So, I got their game cards, and then they went to this, the most difficult one, because that's what they wanted to do, and they rummaged through the first game, which is three shots for $10. Three shots.
For $10?
Yes. And I'm like,
heck, you were probably home by 12:30.
I go, okay. Meanwhile, we're soaked. We're drenched. It's so wet out there. And my other kid does it. They don't make it. My oldest looks at me and he goes, I want to do that again. I was like, all right, dude, it's your call. They do it each five times. They don't make one shot. Not one freaking basket. And they're sitting there both like about to break into tears. And I go, well, time to go. And I look at the clock. And I see these two soaking wet kids with frowns on their faces, although they love the rides.
Yeah, and they're broke.
They have no more money. I have no dollars left at all. And I look at it, and we had been there for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Perfect.
And as we start walking out, I look at them. I go, did you have fun? And they go, that was awesome.
They loved it?
They loved it.
Okay, good.
They loved it.
Do they want to go back?
Yes, and it was thank you so much for taking us to the fair and blah, blah, blah.
And they'd never been?
No. They'd been. They'd been multiple times, but they just knew the deal. They knew that this was going to be the deal, that you get a certain amount of time or you get the money.
And they were cool with that.
They plowed through the money, and off we went, grabbed them some Chick-fil-A on the way home, went home, we showered, and came up here to work. And I was done. But I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. I'm saying everybody's got $200 to spend. I get that, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
A finite amount of money, your choice, time or money.
Give them a finite amount of money, a finite amount of time, and tell them take your pick.
Yes. And they were cool. And I'll do it every year if that's the case.